Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. The Cubs-Padres game will be on the score tonight, starting with pregame at 8:35. The National League Central and the wild card race looks a little different today, and that's because one of the best players, if not the best player, in the National League is no longer available. So I thought I would talk with someone who covers the Brewers every day. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is joining me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from at Alpamonte Ford. Sparky works on the Wendy's Big Show, which always has me on but never offers me Wendy's, on our sister station, 105.7 The Fan, up in Milwaukee. He's a great guy. I love talking with him. I'm glad that you had time for me, even though you didn't come with spicy nuggets. It's totally okay. What's up, Sparky?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I would imagine that Brewers fans are head in hand after watching Christian Yelich break his kneecap last night.
Yeah, there were some tears shed, I think. But again, like was said in the clubhouse, when the Cubs made a throwing error, I believe the entire clubhouse cheered last night watching the Cubs-Padres game in the clubhouse. So the Brewers, I think, are still focused on this thing. One game out of that second wild card. I think the Brewers believe that they still have a shot at this thing. It's not like they have to play 6 months without Christian Yelich. They just have to get through a couple of weeks right now. And they have the easiest schedule in the NL remaining amongst those contenders.
Well, you know, when I came on with you, I was talking about this team being done and that the Cubs had a chance to end them on Friday over the weekend, and they weren't able to do that. The Brewers, they hulked up and they were able to get 3 out of 4 from the Cubs. How is it that beyond Yelich, this team has been able to continue to be competitive this year?
It really is amazing, isn't it? To sit where they are right now, considering what that starting rotation looked like at the beginning of the year, Corbin Burns was a young player that was in the bullpen last year who they thought added a couple more pitches in the offseason, and he would be one of their top line pitchers this year. He completely blew up to the point that he was at AAA, then he was at AA, then he was at their pitching lab that nobody's allowed into down at their spring training facility. And now out of the blue, they call him up from the lab and put him back in the bullpen where he hasn't pitched yet since he's been called up. So that was a complete bust. Brandon Woodruff did work out, one of the three young pitchers they had in the rotation, and then he got hurt. And he's getting closer to returning, but they've already said he won't pitch 90 pitches a game or anything close to that for the remainder of the season. And then Freddie Peralta was the other young guy that they had a lot of hope in. And he really has been hit or miss throughout the year. And he's spent a majority of the time in the bullpen after they gave up on him in the starting rotation. And then if you go to just recently, Mike Moustakas has a messed up hand where he can't even grip a bat. So he's been deemed pretty much useless at this point. Lorenzo Cain has been battling injuries all year long, as has Ryan Braun. Yelich has missed time with his back. This team has really been beat up and has really taken a lot of water onto the ship, I guess you could say. And somehow or another, the ship is still floating with a chance to maybe get itself into the playoffs.
So what would it mean for that organization after winning the division last year and many people thinking that they were going to take a step back to get to the playoffs?
Oh, right now, to get to the playoffs without Christian Yelich. And then Kesson Hira, I forgot about him. He's been their top rookie this year, and he has a hamstring injury. Now, he just started taking batting practice, the young second baseman. So if he can get back, he easily would be their best hitter in the lineup if they could get him back in the lineup. But to get to the playoffs with a couple of weeks left without Christian Yelich, I think this fan base would be beyond elated.
Did anyone in Milwaukee think that he would turn into this? And by this, I mean for the most part, he's been Barry Bonds for the last 300 games that he's played in Milwaukee. Did his profile say that he was going to turn into this? Because in Miami, the most home runs he ever had was 21.
When they acquired Christian Yelich, the Brewers organization said they saw something with his swing that they thought they could adjust to pretty much get more power out of his bat. And they thought long-term he would develop into more of a power hitter than maybe he was with the Marlins. I'm not quite sure anybody thought he would be at this level, though. Not David Stearns, not Craig Counsell. I'm not even quite sure that Christian Yelich thought that he'd be hitting the ball as well as he's hitting the ball since last year around the All-Star break. He really has put on a show for certain, and now he's got to overcome this kneecap injury, and we're supposed to find out today or tomorrow about whether or not it'll require surgery, but certainly done for the season, and looking forward to next year. At least has a lot of time to recover.
Yeah, it's a shame because of what he's done over the last 2 years. Extremely impressive player. How's he fit in to the zeitgeist of Milwaukee?
Yelich is a big-time community guy. You got your California posse, I guess I'd call him, with him and Braun and Moustakas and the owner of the Brewers all being California guys. They all rallied together around those California wildfires and donated some money and put on some events out in California together in the offseason. So, and Moustakas, I don't know if I said Moustakas, but that's another one of those guys. So I think clubhouse-wise, I think he's fitting in really well. He gets along with everybody. They got a really good clubhouse. They had a really good clubhouse last year, and they've got a really good clubhouse this year. And you can talk about talented team, whatever the case may be, but having good chemistry can overcome some things, and I think it's really helped overcome a lot of things this year.
Looking at it clear-eyed from your perspective, being around this Brewers team, how do you handicap the National League wildcard race?
Honestly, at this point, this is going to go one of two ways, I think, with this Yelich injury. Either they are going to say, we're going to win this wildcard for Yelich and get into the playoffs, and we're going to do something that everybody's counting us out on doing, and it's going to be a rallying point, us against everybody, or this is going to be the final shot that this team can take for this year, and they're going to fall apart. I don't think there's an in-between. I really don't think they're going to play 500 ball the rest of the way and just play it down the middle. I think this team is going to continue to be red hot. And remember, they won the last three from the Cubs. Now they've won the first two from the Marlins, and they get them again tonight and then an afternoon game tomorrow. So by the time tomorrow's done, they could be on a seven-game winning streak and feeling really good about themselves, even without Yelich. And the other person that we haven't talked about is Trent Grisham, who they just called up a few weeks back, who had five hits the other night against the Marlins. And he's going to be the one expected, for the most part, to kind of pick up the slack for Christian Yelich. And this has been the best year he's had in the minors, first trip to the majors. So if Grisham can just kind of, hit 275, 280, somewhere in that area, and give them a little power, they might be able to overcome it and sneak in there against this Cubs team. I just get the feeling that, and you tell me, I mean, you're there. It just feels like this team kind of maybe doesn't have that same mojo that they've had in years past, with Joe Maddon being the last year of his deal, things seemingly kind of going wrong on them throughout the year as well, not living up to the hype train. And maybe it's that last year where this whole core group is together in Chicago.
Yeah, it feels as if they are. I've said this on the air before, Sparky. I'm talking with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer of our sister station up in Milwaukee. They feel like a marathon runner, that everything was going okay, and they were maybe going for a personal record, and then they got to mile 23, and mile 23, hamstring pull, and they're like, oh, I can fight through it, and then they turn their ankle, and then they step in dog poo. Like, it just, everything seems to be going against them at this point, yet and still, they're still in that spot, so I give them some credit for being as resilient as they have been. But you're right. Something feels it feels off. And for a team that's been basically in a playoff spot for the majority of the season, it's been bizarre.
Up here in Milwaukee, when the Cubs hired Theo, the very first day they hired Theo, I was on the radio saying they're going to win multiple World Series rings in Chicago. And everybody said I was crazy. And then as this whole thing got built, I was more convinced. And then they won their first World Series, and then I was bragging to everybody, I told you, I'm going to be right on this. And for whatever the reason, injuries, whatever it may be, they just cannot seem to figure this thing out again. And I don't really know if Joe Maddon deserves all the blame for this whole deal
necessarily. He deserves very little of the blame as far as I'm concerned.
I'm sure he'll be the scapegoat on this thing at the end of the year, and then they're going to go get Joe Girardi or whoever to go in there and manage that team and see if they can fix it or turn around. But maybe it is time for a new voice down there. Maybe that is what's missing. And from the Brewers' perspective, that's the one good thing is Craig Counsell, you say he's smart and all of this stuff, but the one thing he gets is he understands chemistry. He understands every year is a new year, and you kind of have to start over in building that chemistry, and let's not assume that everybody is going to be the same year to year as far as how everybody is going to get along. And that, I think, has been the biggest asset for this Brewers team is being able to have everybody pulling in the same direction and kind of checking egos at the door. And you saw that even last year, starting pitchers going 4 or 5 innings and being at like 60 pitches, and he pulls them out and goes to the bullpen. Chase Anderson again last night goes 4 innings, pulled, and they went to the bullpen. And you know, if you've got egos, those starting pitchers are going to throw a fit that they're only pitching 4 or 5 innings. They want to go longer. And for whatever the reason, nobody really has any beef with how Counsell does his business, and they all just kind of go along with it.
Are you as shocked as I am that the Cardinals are this good?
Yeah, to a degree. I guess I wasn't necessarily believing in their skipper last year when they gave him that deal. And then at the beginning of the year, then I really wasn't believing in them. And then they kind of became team streak throughout the year. And now I've been able to kind of put it all together here in the second half. And as we all know, that hot team in the playoffs can get you kind of far. I just don't think, at the end of the day, I just don't think anybody is probably taking out the Dodgers. I still think it's the Dodgers coming out of the NL. And then over in the AL, it's probably going to be the Astros or the Yankees. That's my guess. I don't see anybody shaking it up and surprising anybody in either playoff race.
Sparky, I appreciate the time. I know you got to put together the big show. Tell everyone I said what's up. I know Gary is probably all excited considering what happened last Thursday, him and Leroy. So please tell the boys I said hey.
Will do, man. Have a good rest of the day. Thanks for having me on.
That's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer of our sister station up in Milwaukee, 105.7 The Fan. If you're driving that way, you should be listening to them. That show that they do in the afternoons is a lot of fun. And I frequently guest on their show. I've even driven up there to hang out with that crew, and yet still no spicy nuggets or spicy chicken sandwich for me. That's why he didn't get a Hub 51 card. You know? My guests in the studio get a Hub 51 card. Their show is literally called the Wendy's Big Show. Not even a Frosty for your boy. Not even a Frosty.
I attempted to go to Wendy's last night, and it was 8:30, and they closed down the dining area.
You like to just go sit and eat inside of Wendy's?
No, but it's just, I mean, I saw the drive-through line, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go in.
Oh, okay.
And it was closed at 8:30. I was so mad.
I thought this is where you were doing your socializing now.
Did you guys see the breaking news with Wendy's?
No.
Breakfast.
What?
Whoa.
Now wait. I know that I, first of all, if you've never been to a Wendy's in Ohio, it's worth going because the quality level is so high. Because that's where it started. They had breakfast in Ohio. And I was like, Wendy's breakfast is delicious. When is that starting?
It just says next year.
Okay. I can wait.
They've released part of the menu.
Let's go, Campy. Let's go. Is this on the I'm Fat podcast this week?
Actually, it will be.
Okay.
It will be. So the first item is the honey butter chicken biscuit.
Yeah. Okay.
So just buttermilk biscuit with a fried chicken sandwich in between. And whipped honey butter. Number two is the Frosty Chino. It's a frosty milkshake infused with cold brew coffee. You can get it in either vanilla or chocolate.
I'm not a coffee guy.
That may be my introduction into coffee.
That's it right there? Yeah. That got you? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And number three is the Breakfast Baconator.
What?
Yes. Oh,
no, don't you tease me, Rick Camp. What's the breakfast? What's the breakfast baconator?
All right, I'll go from bottom to top here. So you have a sausage patty, American cheese, bacon, egg, more American cheese, more bacon, top of bun.
No. That is the right response, Rick Camp. I'm gonna need you to say that list again, but I'm gonna need you to say it sexier.
The breakfast baconator. You start out with a sensuous sausage patty. Slap on some melted American cheese.
Slap that cheese on.
Then it gets topped with the crispy bacon.
Yeah, Tony.
They get off.
The top bun has not been put on yet. You get the egg, and you just gently lay it over the crispy bacon.
That's right. Lay it down. Smack it up, flip it, and rub it down.
Take more American cheese and melt it on top of that egg. The crispy bacon makes another appearance just because you asked for it again.
Yes, sir.
And then you put the top of the bun on, and you have a breakfast baconator.
And you finish it off. That's just great. Oh, wait, there's more.
The dollop of hollandaise because you had such a good time.
Woo-wee! That is a sexy baconator.
So those are your three items that have been put out for public consumption.
For next year, 2020, Wendy's Worldwide, it's on up in here. We need to take a break from our foolishness. This texter says, I just pulled into Wendy's. I hate you guys. Well, the baconator, the breakfast baconator is not there yet. But yes, get yourself some spicy nuggets or whatever.
And no, 630 texter, I don't have a sexy voice at all. So I just kind of went with something that was still kind of normal.
That's why we added the music. We did the best that we could. And I think it still came off as very sexy. Very sexy, Campy. Full standing ovation for Rick Camp.
Stop, Campy.
Get that man a Marconi. Not the Jardiniere, the actual award. We'll be back. I want to talk about the Cubs. I want to ask you a question about the Cubs, and I'm going to have you call in 312-644-6767. I got thoughts on it. I'll share with you next here on The Score. Bottom of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. I got a simple question that has some complicated answers, but I know that we need to get to this quick, so I want to give you the opportunity to get in with your phone call or your text. You can text us at 670-11. You can call us at 312-644-6767. What's it been like watching the Cubs this year? That's the question that I have for you. The reason that I ask the question is right now your team still has fairly good odds to make the playoffs. They have been in a playoff spot for a while. I know that if they were to win the wild card, it would be somewhat unsatisfying because of the approach, the way that last year ended, leading into what the approach was going to be going into 2019 and the way things have gone in the 2019 season. There's a reverse of that. The reverse is that it might be extremely satisfying for this team to make it into the playoffs, considering that the roster isn't great, that they've had a ton of injuries this year. Some of their moves have turned into gold, like the trade for Nick Castellanos. And some of them have turned into trash, like picking up Craig Kimbrell. And not that he's trash, but the fact that he's injured makes it a less appealing thing. And now you wonder if that's good money that the Cubs have spent for the next couple of years of Craig Kimbrell as their closer. Last night's game was one of those games where you're just like, it was a microcosm for the Cubs season. Where early on, you're feeling great. Well, you're feeling bad, like early in the season. And then you're feeling great when Jason Hayward hits a home run. And then Ben Zobrist has had a hard time making the turn over the last couple games, and it has cost the Cubs. And it cost them dearly last night. His inability to make the turn or decide to take the out at first base, getting unearned runs. So then you're going, well, here are the Cubs again. Damn it, I can't believe they're going to lose this game to San Diego. And what happens? The Cubs fight back, which has been one of the themes for this season. Usually that fight back, that pushback by them happens at home, but they fight back. Chris Bryant homers. Jason Hayward homers again. Chris Bryant homers again. Guys that you have come to lean on, Chris Bryant more so than Hayward. They impact the game, put the game into extra innings, and give the Cubs a chance to win. So last night, around midnight, you're like, yes, the Cubs are back in this. They need this win. St. Louis is lost. Milwaukee is won. Yelich is out for the year. The Cubs need this win. And then Cishek comes in. The bases are loaded. Four pitches. Padres win. It is a maddening task for me to watch games, and I'm not a fan of the team. So I can only imagine what it's like for people who are fans of this team to watch this team. It is bizarre. You're still talking about a team that's 10 games over 500, that right now sits in the wild card spot, but it doesn't feel great. Make me feel good. So I wanted to talk with you about that. Tony doesn't get that reference. 312-644-6767 is the number. You probably, I don't think your dad would want you watching that movie anyway. I don't think he would be okay with it. You're a little too young to watch Monsters Ball. A little too young. Let's go out to Displains and Tom. Hey, Tom, you're on the Score.
Hey, I completely agree with your comment before. Last night's game was a microcosm of this season, possibly even last season. It just seems like the Cubs do so many things in dramatic fashion, bringing it back, tying it up, you know, huge, huge rush for every Cubs fan. And then it just seems like they just shoot themselves in the foot every time. At this point, as a Cubs fan, I have no confidence in them. I think they're going to drop the wild card spot. I think it's going to be a long off season. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I think it's going to be a long off season unless they have this miraculous resurrection as a team and go on to win the World Series. Because no one's expecting that. No one's expecting this Cubs team to even if they get in, to really do anything. And what's crazy is that I think that there's a possibility that they could make things uncomfortable for a couple teams in the National League. But it just seems like they need the finish line to get here, to hurry up. But the question is, with 18 games left to play, whether or not they're going to be able to get to that finish line. I asked Joe Maddon yesterday about this stretch of games. And I asked him about managing inside of this stretch of games where you're trying to track down the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have got a fairly significant lead on you, on whether or not you start managing games like a playoff game, considering there aren't a lot left. Here's what he said.
Of course, yes, we are. We have plenty of guys in the bullpen. A lot of the guys have been throwing well out of the bullpen. So you have to be a little bit less tolerant on the mound. That's true. So as you move it forward, you try to make your best guess. If the guy doesn't have it, you got to move the conga line. Regarding pinch hitting, although with the press pinch hitting wise, it's normally against the right-handed pitcher, our starting lineup against versus the righties, the group that you want, regardless, righty or left-handed reliever coming in the game. But yeah, you got to be a little less tolerant, a little bit more aggressive regarding making some moves.
So that's something to keep an eye on if you're watching Cubs games, on if you're seeing Joe do that. 312-644-6767. Out to Taylorville and Tony. Hey, Tony, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, enjoy your show. The
Thank
best
you.
Analogy I can think of for the Cubs this year is like when you're in your car and the check engine light comes on and then it goes off and then it comes on again, you take it in and they can't figure out what the problem is.
That's really good, Tony. I appreciate the phone call. You're right. You're like, oh, well, everything's fine, right? The light went off, and then you get it back from the dealer, and you're like, everything's great. But then it's not great. There's not one thing that you can point to with this team. Whether you feel that the roster wasn't constructed well, or certain guys haven't reached that next level in their development, it's bizarre is the best word that I can come up with to describe it. It's weird watching these games. In days where you're like, that player is better than that, or I've seen that player be better than that. Why is that player not better? And we see, you know, Chris Bryant having some issues with his knee, getting some time off. He comes back last night and then has a night like that. Like, last night's game is troubling because you wasted the game where Jason Hayward and Chris Bryant each hit two home runs. You wasted it. You battled back from putting yourself, and aren't they one of the top error teams in the National League this year too? You put yourself in a bad spot. You battle out. You dig out of it just to have that happen in extra innings. 312-644-6767. Itasca and Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on the score.
Hey, great show, Lauren.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say the baseball season is 162 games, so you're hoping that it's a dress rehearsal for them to get it right. You know, they're still competitive. Are they going to go far? Probably not because of the pitching staff, but it's fun to watch.
You would describe it as fun.
Yeah, again, there's no guarantees in terms of them winning the World Series, but they've been competitive, and that's all you can ask for.
Okay. All right. It would be hard for me to say that this season has been fun. I don't feel like that's the sense I get from other Cub fans, that this season compared to what you've seen over the last four, this doesn't seem fun. Competitive, yes. And I throw in resilient. But fun? I don't know. Plainfield and James. Hey, James, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence. Hope things are going well. Thanks for taking my call. My feeling towards the season is almost apathetic. You know, we went in with so much hope and that they would rebound from last season, the disappointment. And it just seems as the season's gone on, even from the top down, I'd say even from Theo and Jed all the way down to Joe and the players, that they're ready for the season to be over. If they make the playoffs, great. If they don't, they're fine with that. And I think the players are just ready for a change. And Joe sees the writing on the wall, and he's just kind of riding out the rest of his contract. That's what I got from the end of the game last night. I don't understand how you let your pitcher walk three players to score the winning run. And it just seems like he doesn't care as much anymore.
I disagree with that, too. Here's why. You listen to Joe Maddon on this show every Tuesday. You hear him in his press conference. Let's say that he knows that he's not coming back as manager of the Cubs next year. You think that that means that he doesn't want to win the World Series on his way out? That he doesn't want to go to the playoffs? Joe's a good man, but all of us got some petty in us. I'm going to walk away after all of this success that I've had here. I'd rather walk away not getting to the playoffs. That's crazy to me. Now, I don't think that looking at the way that things set up yesterday and how that inning played out, I don't think that it was a manager who was asleep at the switch. And definitely not someone who was checked out. I do question how you let it get to that point. And one of the things that Joe does is he has a lot of faith in guys. And that's why I wanted to know, like, does that faith get yanked from under you? But then you look at the way that game played out last night, what really are your options? And that has to do with the roster, the way the roster was constructed, and the effect that injuries have on the choices that you can actually make in a game. And that's how you end up extra innings. Here's Steve Cishek not being able to get the ball across the plate. Let's go out to the north side and Cliff. Hey, Cliff, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence. Yeah, it's fun. Like a roller coaster is fun. That's fun.
I be throwing up sometimes on the roller coasters.
Yeah, we're doing that too. But my point is, Joe did just the opposite of what he said. He didn't manage last night's game like the playoff game. He let Cishek in there, and, you know, obviously he didn't have it.
But what was he supposed to do? He had already used Kinsler and Wick. He used Wick for two innings last night.
Anybody. You know, when Cishek's not on, he's not on. You know, his effectiveness is that he throws, the ball goes all over the place. but he can't find the plate. He should be done.
I'm still trying to figure out what the alternative is. He used Chatwood, Kinsler, Ryan, Phelps, and Wick. Who of who's left in the bullpen after getting to the point where you're able to tie the game would you have preferred to Cshek?
Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob, indeed.
Didn't Descalso get some outs at some point this year?
No, we're not putting Daniel Descalso back out there.
Gotta do something.
Yeah, to earn that paycheck. Oh, that looks bad. They may have signed a guy and thought that guy could be their everyday second baseman who's done.
Once a Cubs killer, always a Cubs killer.
Yeah, did it in reverse this year. Yes, Tony?
Or, like, replace whoever, you know, the manager that you may want as a fan and put them in the same situation. What does that person do?
I don't know.
So you want to fire Joe? Why?
No, I don't think he said that he wanted to fire Joe. I just think that he was saying that it was inconsistent with what he had heard in the cut. I don't think that he's saying he's advocating firing Joe. He's just pointing out the last night. And my retort is, who did you want other than Descalso to come in and shut the door? Hey, Bob, you're on the Score.
Yeah, hey, it's kind of like it's old Mother Hubbard and only Vaughn's in the cupboard. You know, I mean, what's he going to do in that situation? But I think it's been kind of like almost like a taffy pull would be the way I would describe it. It's both exciting and frustrating and maddening. All kind of, they're kind of like a mystery.
I don't feel like taffy pulls are frustrating. Is it just that you can't get the taffy yet and that's why?
I assume, like, just from what I've seen on YouTube, like, it's like a lot of like arm motion.
Yeah,
it's like your forearms on fire if you're not used to it, you know.
Do 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 do. That Laffy Taffy, that Laffy Taffy, that Laffy Taffy.
I think that was when I was in college. There was a great string like that. Were very valuable songs in college when I was there, and that was one of them.
I'm sure Colleen loved that song back in the day.
I don't know. Didn't know it until after college.
We need to take a break. We'll hear from our guy, Emma, about the Bears and what happened in Halas Hall today. Get his thoughts on what happened with his updated report. We'll do that next here on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
We're talking to Eddie Jackson. What have you seen from this offense that tells you it's going to be better than it was last night?
Just the chemistry those guys have together. One game doesn't define this. The offense we have, 100% would take the same offense against any defense up in NFL any other time.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
At Freeway Ford, they only speak one language, trucks. Of course, they're fluent in its many dialects, including parts, service, and finance. They have huge savings on their entire massive in-stock inventory, including Super Duty trucks with dumps, steak and service bodies, F-650s and 750s with transit box vans in stock. Freeway Ford also has many varieties of used work trucks available now, located a half mile south of Brookfield Zoo on First Avenue or a half mile north of the Stevenson Expressway on First Avenue. FreewayFordTrucks.com.
Want to win a free mortgage payment? That's right, a free mortgage payment like our June winner, Carl Gustafson of Elgin? Then you need to enter Team Hochberg's free mortgage payment sweepstakes. If you own a primary residence in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, or Iowa, Team Hochberg wants to pay your mortgage. I'm not kidding. Team Hochberg wants to pay your mortgage. Entry is free, and you can't win a free mortgage payment like Carl Gustafson did from Elgin if you don't register at 56davidwin.com. What are you waiting for? Register now to win a free mortgage payment at 56davidwin.com. If you want to work with a lender who wants to pay your mortgage like we did for Carl Gustafson of Elgin, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but you can't win a free mortgage payment if you don't enter the sweepstakes at 56davidwin.com. Homesite Financial Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Hey, Chicago, sports betting is here, and it's legal at Horseshoe Hammond. 20 minutes from downtown and open for football season. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, bet them all. Boxing, MMA, tennis, auto racing. Place your wagers. Open every day. We've got seats that beat the stadium. It's all here at Horseshoe Hammond. Show your best sportsbook shuffle when you win big. Chicago, say goodbye to your bookie and say hello to legal sports wagering. Place your bets now at the book at Horseshoe Hammond. Must be 21 years or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's about time for McNeil and Parkins on The Score. It's also time to get an amazing mortgage rate at your personal Lakeside Mortgage Banker. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Well, not yet. It's about time, but not totally time, because we need to get an update on what's going on with the Bears at Halas Hall. Chris Emma does these for us here. You should check out his work on 670thescore.com. He provides this report from Halas.
The Bears get back to work this afternoon for their first practice of game week. Preparation is underway for Vic Fangio's Broncos. For quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, a new week means correcting mistakes from the Bears' opening loss. Quarterbacks coach Dave Ragone indicated part of Trubisky's uneven performance was due to unscouted looks presented by the Packers. Ragone spoke of confidence that he and Trubisky can patch up those holes and have a productive week of work.
We had a conversation about how we can move forward. And he obviously, we both agreed that it's the best way is to make sure those mistakes don't happen again. Take a great attitude to the practice field and go out there and let the players feed off your energy. And it goes the same for me as a coach. I can't think about the past week. We have to move on, and I have to bring great energy to the room and to him, in order for him to understand that it's about the next week, not the last week.
The Bears and Broncos enter this meeting each 0-1. This after Denver lost its opener Monday night. Both teams reveal their injury reports later this afternoon. For continued coverage of the Bears, follow me on Twitter at CM670 and log on to 670thescore.com.
As per usual, good stuff from Chris Emma. I'm sure that all of the Bears beat reporters are enjoying the conference call with Vic Fangio. Because, you know, Vic's hilarious. And I was looking at some of the stuff that was coming out of Denver. He's having a good time talking about this week. I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about last week either, considering how his guys played. We'll come back. We'll talk McNeil and Parkins next here on The Score.
Up next for the 0-1 Bears, Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky will try to rebound from that rough loss on opening night. This time, they'll take on Vic Fangio's Broncos. We're covering it all right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Want to bet? The all-new sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago is your exclusive destination for all things sports betting. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets, turning every moment of every game into a chance for something big. So grab the crew, some tasty food, and place your bets at the one, the only, the sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago. Must be 21. For more information, see My Choice, Promotions, Cashier, or Club Hollywood. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Your building has many doors. Front doors, back doors, interior doors, and those loading dock doors that this truck driver just backed into. When you need repairs fast, call us, Door Systems. Door Systems has been installing, servicing, and maintaining all types of doors since 1954. You can trust us to be there 24 hours a day to work on any type of door and dock equipment. Call today for 20% off all weather stripping. Door Systems. 1-800-THE-DOOR. 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Say it again.
Tap for tap.
This week, 10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Get over 1,500 select family favorites for just a dollar, like Dannon yogurt, Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Campbell's condensed soup, Meijer facial tissue, Colgate toothpaste, and so much more for just a dollar each at Meijer. Mix or match 10 items and get the 11th free. Why pay more? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Week two of the football season is here, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, is giving new users a free shot at over $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit when you put in the code CHICAGO during sign-up. Draft your lineup, feel the sweat, every run, every throw, and catch means more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Just draft your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up. Plus, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code CHICAGO. For a limited time, both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. New users, don't forget to enter my code CHICAGO to get a free shot at over $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit. That code CHICAGO. Only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Townsend Financial is synonymous with great rates, low closing costs, and phenomenal service to the thousands who have completed purchases and refinances with us since 2002. Hi, my name is Barry Sterner, owner of Townsend Financial. Let's hear about the Townsend experience from one of our customers.
Looking towards the future, like, you know, I experienced this. We were done, we had the mortgage, and then a few months ago, you called me up, you're like, hey, rates just took a drop this morning. I don't know how long they're going to last. If you want, we can actually get your rate down from 4.125 to 3.625 with zero closing costs. He's like, it's basically free money. So like, that is superior service. That's fact. You can't compete with Townsend.
Remember, nobody values your business more than Townsend Financial, and I'm always available to answer your questions. Call me now at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110, or go to townstone.com. That's townstone.com.
Townsend Financial is licensed in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, NMLS 136639, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, equal housing lender.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors, who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish. Now I feel great. That's because I kicked off 2019 with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days. It's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
Celebrate the NFL's 100th anniversary with Pepsi. Look for the Tariq Cohen display at Pepsi retailers. 100 seasons, 100 reasons to celebrate. Be one of the 100 winners. Prizes include a meet and greet with Tariq Cohen and more. Pepsi, official soft drink of the National Football League.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.